Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Yes, I think we certainly find ourselves in an environment for an extended period, in fact, that is volatile, that is uncertain, and that is quite complex. And that is impacted by a range of things, from the war in the Ukraine to the load shedding, lack of growth, inflation, rising interest rates. So really a myriad of things that change almost on a daily basis, with which we have to deal with. And therefore, I think having one plan is certainly not good enough. You need to cater for two or three different scenarios and be quite agile in the way in which you respond to the changing environment, which typically happens on a daily basis as of late.
Jeremy, you mentioned it, load shedding, a national state of disaster now. So what sort of a knock-on effect will this have on SMEs?
Yes, they have been impacted quite severely, in fact. And it really does depend on the nature of your business and also the reserves that you have that can be utilized to put alternative energy measures in place. Some businesses have a certain trade at a certain time, and if there's load shedding and they can't supply the customers at that point in time, it's revenue foregone that you will never get back. Others can work around it, having either alternative energy supply or working on a shift basis around load shedding, but needless to say, very disruptive, reduced turnover and reduced margins.
And also, Jeremy, it's been said that fintech disruptors and also SME finances will continue to provide some funding alternatives. Is that right?
Yes, I think there's still very much an active, certainly what we experience, an active SME funding market. What is crucial that I see and experience with SMEs are that they need to do a bit more research in understanding the funder that they approach. They often move from funder to funder with a very generic application, and doing a bit of research on what that funder's objectives are and what profile SME they are looking to finance, be it in a certain industry or certain development impact objectives or commercial return objectives. It does narrow the list down of potential funders you can approach, but does also improve your chances of success.
Just on the same topic, how can small and medium enterprises then use social media platforms like WhatsApp, say, to their advantage?
Yes, across a number of platforms, in fact. I think your ability to present your business offering to the market is somewhat, the playing field is somewhat level compared to the bigger corporates. I think historically, the bigger your marketing budget, the more reach you had. Not necessarily the case on social media, where through less cost, you actually have a very targeted and much wider reach in terms of putting your brand out there. So certainly a positive move from my view, and opens the opportunities for SMEs to put their business on the global map, in fact.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.